You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You want good news or better news? The Eagles will be without Jalen Carter, their star defensive lineman, and Lane Johnson, the best right tackle in the NFL, when they come to Washington, D.C. to take on the Commanders on Saturday evening at Northwest Stadium. Now, both didn't play in their 31-0 win over the Raiders, but you'd rather play the Eagles without Jalen Carter, maybe their best defensive player, and Lane Johnson, who's certainly their best offensive lineman and one of their best players overall. 9-5 Philly, 4-10 Washington, gearing up for Saturday Night Football at 5 p.m.
There you go. That should be, I'm going to say it's going to be field day for their defensive ends. I don't know if they have field day in them, but that's beneficial to Von Miller and company.
Field day was always the best day of the school year.
Oh, so much fun.
You would look forward to it for a week. You'd go outside. You'd like sprint against teachers who you could beat in a race. And you would talk trash about it for the following year.
Dude, it was
year.
Such a huge day. The tug of war. You do like track and field events like you know what you're doing.
I remember in fifth grade, we actually played water balloons. Like we'd launch water balloons at each other.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like capture the flag. Like, let's go.
Dude, we kept score. We had a blue team, white team. The whole thing was great.
We're going to cover the NFL and the Commanders in the Beltway Blitz. Let's start you off on the ice. The voice of the Caps is John Walton. He'll be on the call tonight right here on 106.7 The Fan in the 7 o'clock hour, 3 hours from right now when the locals get started at home against the Maple Leafs. John, it has not been pretty the last couple of times out. I know it's 3 straight losses, but I'll divide the 3-game losing streak here into the last 2 on the road, because it looked different. They gave up 5 apiece. They got outscored 10-1. What'd you see?
I like the game in Minnesota better. The game in Winnipeg was a throw it in the garbage can kind of thing. Nothing was redeemable from that. But I think if you look at the game against the Wild, a very good team with excellent goaltending, and I thought the start was actually pretty good. They got better of the shots. I think that, I mean, I'm not going to make it sound like it was a game they should have won, because Minnesota really turned the tide of the second period. They won the special teams battle, and it just looked a little fragile to me in the last 30 minutes. So I think getting at home is what this team needs right now. And you've got the game today, you've got Saturday, 12:30, Detroit, and then Tuesday you're at home against the Rangers. I think getting some matchups that, you know, when you're short the guys that this team is, and it's not like having Dubois, and, you know, sort of might have regressed a little bit. Just, you know, it was a tough couple of games, I thought, for him. And, you know, that just kind of trickled all the way through the roster. I think getting some better matchups just to kind of get them back on track, and Logan Thompson getting back in there tonight, I think all of those are good things to try and turn this thing around.
Yeah, preview this Maple Leafs matchup for us.
Yeah, Maple Leafs are playing better. You know, they were here a couple weeks ago, and the Caps had a lead, let it get away, and then came back in it, and they were good in coming back in that game. And resiliency is the word that Spencer Carberry used with me. It'll be on our pregame tonight, and liked what they did in that game. Toronto's playing a lot better. They got points in 8-10. Auston Matthews is always Auston Matthews. They did not have William Nylander when they were here back on November 28th. He will play tonight. So fast-skating team, good power play, and getting pretty good goaltending. So it's a big test. The Maple Leafs are trying to claw back into things after they really didn't play very well in the first month and a half of the season. But they're better now, and I think able to get the matchups that you want to – you know, especially for the Wilson, Protas, and Sortif line, they have been a little quiet here going back to, even when we were at home, going back to the Carolina game. But in this three games, I think, you know, maybe that's a line that can kind of lead the way tonight.
John, give me arrow up and arrow down players here just over the last week or so, if you would, like stock report style. Someone who's rolling and someone you'd like to see get a little hotter here.
Well, I think Connor McMichael's still been all right. I mean, I don't know that anybody was in Winnipeg, but, you know, I still see some generation there. He's been on the wing. The real variable tonight is going to be whether or not it sounds like there's an illness going around and the Caps might have to go 11-7. So the lineups we talk about, I will tell you right now, may not hold for 7 o'clock. But assuming they do, if he's able to play on the wing, I think that's a place where he's done all right. Thumbs down, I really think, you know, it's tough to say, you know, Wilson and Protas, but they've been so important and they were so good. When we were in California, you know, they were lighting it up and it felt like Protas was turning the corner. But it's been quiet. Wilson hasn't scored since Anaheim, and same with Alexei. So I would say that line needs to be better. And I really think just across the board, down the middle, win and draws. Hey, Dylan Strome has been it's tough to believe. He's still getting points, but he's got one goal in 17 games. So it's been frustrating for him. He doesn't have a lot of puck luck. I'm hoping that will turn for him. He's still making plays. He's still making offense happen. And, you know, the power play's gone a little quiet since Ryan Leonard went out. But, you know, that's one that I think I hate giving the thumbs down because I think the world of him. But hopefully that turns for him here pretty soon, too.
So I think Leonard was on the ice today. John, what do we know? Any updates there?
Yeah, that was great news. And a little bit early, too, I felt, because I thought when they say, you know, you're looking at 4 weeks, you know, he had multiple things going on there. But getting back out there, you know, looked good. He didn't really air it out or anything, but just the fact he's out there so quickly. So now, if that continues and he's able to skate for these few days up until the Christmas break, they'll play on the 23rd and then get back at it on the 27th. If he can skate with a team and you'd like to think, you know, maybe into the new year, you know, maybe he's able to get back a little bit sooner than we thought. That'd be fantastic because he was just coming into his own. I think the power play misses him. They're 0-9 since he got hurt in the first period in Anaheim. So hopefully, we're not too long down the road we can get him back. I thought that was great news today.
John, give us a quick preview of the Capitals pregame show coming up on The Fan when we're done tonight.
Yeah, so on the pregame tonight, we've got a bunch of Spencer Carberry, and one of the things we're going to be talking about is the line of Wilson and Protas and Sortif, and a little bit on what makes Auston Matthews Auston Matthews. You know, Spencer coached him when he was with Toronto and ran the power play when he and Mitch Marner were running things. So he knows Auston Matthews better than most. And, you know, what he'll be looking for tonight in the first period, and you're trying to contain Matthews when you get last change. It's a little bit easier, but it's still a tough task. So the hope is that's something they can do for 60 minutes tonight. But we'll get into all of that coming up on the pregame show.
John, thank you as always, man. Have a great call.
Thanks, fellas.
We'll see you, brother.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
That NFL sounder, please. Ian Harditz, Fantasy Life joins us. And Ian, I need to offer a huge apology to anybody that likes Seattle or wants Jaxon Smith-Njigba to succeed. I have him in a very big money league tonight. And of course, it's supposed to be gale force winds, tornadoes are going to land, maybe alien invasion or something like that. It's because I need him to do well. There's no chance I'm allowed to be happy. This is just me complaining. You go now.
The only way he's going to have a good game is if you bench him. So if you could just do us all a solid, man, we really would appreciate it. I will say, you know, I like to follow Kevin Roth. He does fantastic weather stuff over at Roto Grinders. It sounds like the bulk of the really bad winds are going to be pregame. And in the first half, it sounds like things should mostly be clear in the second half. So again, contrary to popular belief, I am not a meteorologist, but it does sound like it's not going to be maybe as bad as anticipated.
It must be the fantasy playoffs if we're just going to be asking about our own fantasy teams, which is terrible radio. But I'll follow Danny down this rabbit hole. I've got a guillotine league. I'm in the championship, okay? The championship of my first ever guillotine league. So I've got a couple of starter sits for you. Quarterback, I've got Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts. Prescott against the Chargers, Jalen Hurts against the Commanders.
I'm going Jalen Hurts. Obviously, we had that just atrocious football game from 2 weeks ago, two turnovers on one play. But at the end of the day, man, he can play a bad real-life game and still just find his way to get pushed into the end zone a couple times from the one. So shout out to the Chargers, man. They really have been up there with the Seahawks, some of the best defenses in the league over the last 7-8 weeks.
All right, so then wide receivers, I'm going to rattle some off here. Now, I've got a flex spot, but my wide receivers, I've got Puka Nacua at Seattle tonight. That's an automatic start, I think. Jamar Chase at Miami. I feel like you can't sit Jamar Chase. And then I've got CeeDee Lamb against the Chargers right now in my flex. On the bench, I have James Cook who could go into that flex. He's got at Cleveland. Nico Collins against the Raiders could go into that flex. Javonte Williams, Drake London, Josh Jacobs, Brock Bowers. Anybody there that you would take in the flex over CeeDee Lamb?
Gotta love guillotine leagues, man. These are the types of questions you get to.
Amazing.
I would lean towards James Cook. I know the Browns' run defense generally has been good, but they've started to crack a little bit. And I think that Bills' run game can go up hard against pretty much anyone. So, again, CD versus James Cook, that would kind of be the toss-up there. But generally, in closer flex decisions, I tend to lean towards a running back looking at 20-plus touches.
All right, my last one, I promise. So I've got my starting running backs are Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor, and then James Cook on the bench. Would you consider playing Cook over Taylor, maybe? He's forecasted to go Cook for, like, 20 points, but –
I'd go Cook over Taylor and then CeeDee over Taylor in your flex, I think. It's just a situation where I know the 49ers banged up front seven, hasn't been very good. But just, man, as much as the Philip Rivers story is fantastic, this dude could barely throw the ball 20 yards downfield, can barely move in the pocket. I feel like that entire defense could be selling out against JT. So I'd go CeeDee and Cook if you can.
This is one last time I'll tell
everyone. Come on.
No, I'm not asking him another question.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, everyone should get into a guillotine league. It's been so fun. Like, it's so good.
But it's no fun for the 17 other people that are eliminated. Well, it's over.
But actually, it's nice because then you don't have to worry about it. If I got eliminated 5 weeks ago, I'd be done.
You don't have this lifeless course of a fantasy team that you have to just still be managing.
Exactly.
Once you suck, you just kind of suck and you're done. I will say this to someone in far too many fantasy leagues. It is so annoying going through waivers and it's like, okay, I want the Eagles RB3 or, you know, this backup wide receiver. You get to your guillotine leagues and guys like CeeDee Lamb and James Cook are on the waiver. So can't agree on enough with you there.
Yeah, that is pretty wild. That's the only appealing part because I'm in that waiver hell zone.
One last question. I'm kidding.
That's a good bit. Everyone's having fun. Let's go to these Saturday games. I want to start not here locally because we're covered watching a bunch. Green Bay, Chicago. I keep questioning Chicago, but they keep kind of turning in good answers on the spreadsheet here. How for real are they? Are they a contender right now, or are they still maybe a year of seasoning away from being legit?
I feel like they're a year away. You know, you do look at their schedule throughout the first, you know, kind of 11, 12 weeks of the year. And it was of the easy variety, but obviously had the great win in Philadelphia. And that last Packers game in Lambeau came down to the wire as well. I just don't quite think this passing game is consistent enough. I mean, last week was only the second time that Caleb Williams has completed 60% of his passes since week 3. So I don't think it's all on him, but now all of a sudden, Roma Dunze and Luther Burden are out of the picture. Very, very good year for Ben Johnson and company. I would say they're a year away from being legit contenders, though.
How about Rams Seahawks tonight? Who do you like?
Ah, man. It's a pick'em game, I think, for good reason. I'm still going with the Rams. Honestly, I was so ready to start calling Sam Donald the Ghostbuster. Obviously, you know, had his issues over the years, but been playing so much better. I feel like that'd be a nice full circle nickname for the guy. But since that first matchup with the Rams, he really has started to go back to his old bad habits. A really good stat from ESPN's Ben Solik. Sam Donald just 2-for-20 on tight window throws since that game. So I feel like he got a little bit spooked from throwing those 4 picks. Still, once again, a very tough matchup. And as amazing as JSN is, man, they really haven't had that second weapon emerge yet.
Are you buying Denver's kind of minor whisper quiet offensive renaissance here of late, or is it just a couple bad opponents?
Man, for my money's worth, that Bo Nix performance against the Packers was the best I have seen him play really his entire career. So, honestly, it's one of these things where he's winning games and Broncos fans have been sticking up for him throughout the entire time, which, of course, they should be doing that. But for me, it was just the inconsistent play really in the first 45 minutes of games, had some great comebacks and throws down the stretch against the Giants and the Eagles, for example. But if they can start getting more, just honestly, above average offensive play is probably enough with how good that defense is playing. So, between Denver and Houston, man, they both are really kind of set up the same, and that'd be a fun playoff game just to see again who can kind of make those big plays down the stretch between Nix and Stroud. But so far Nix is doing his thing, and I will just say it's almost like Nix was almost labeled as a prospect coming out. Oh, is he going to be Drew Brees, his point guard distributor type? That dude has all the physical tools you can ask for. I think it's just kind of seeing his processing actually catch up to what Sean Payton wants from him. So very encouraging stuff there. If Cortland Sutton can stay hot too, that's going to be huge down the stretch.
Thanks, Ian. Good catching up, brother.
Thanks, fellas. Enjoy week 16.
Yeah, and I appreciate the insight for that friend of mine that I was asking.
Yeah,
all
that
those
guy.
Questions.
Yeah, it's not for you.
Let's keep it moving. Localizing the football banter, Tom Shad, Washington Post. Tom, we've had you on a couple of times at different points of this non-shutdown. Now it's a shutdown. What'd you think this week of the final verdict that they are not going to play Jaden Daniels again this season?
I was a little bit surprised, I guess. I mean, you always have to remember that we're operating with only a fraction of the information that the team has, right? And they have a lot of kind of leeway in terms of what they tell us, what they don't tell us. So, I think for me, the most interesting thing was Dan Quinn describing it as part medical, part team, and kind of trying to suss out like what percentage of this was a medical issue versus just a team kind of protecting him decision. So, I guess I just kind of overall count myself as a little bit surprised. But, you know, particularly if it was like a medical driven decision, it makes a lot of sense.
So should that decision, whether you agree with it or not, but it's been made, so it's now kind of banked and categorized, should that then affect some other roster decisions? And here's where I'm going. Laremy Tunsil is not playing this week. That makes sense. He's banged up. He's injured. I get that. Shouldn't that be a precursor, though? If there's no Daniels, what about some other guys that are important to this thing that are going to be here long-term? Would that affect any of them, or are they going to kind of keep each one siloed?
I think each one is going to be siloed in terms of like a practical matter. Like, I think that's how the team is going to go about it. And I might be a contrarian on this, but like, yeah, I just think these guys have so few opportunities and everyone has something to prove to a certain extent. You know, you can take a guy like Terry McLaurin and kind of from the couch say, you know, why would you play Terry in these last 3 weeks when, you know, you don't have a lot at stake, yada, yada. Well, for Terry, these last 3 weeks are important, right? With everything that he's gone through this season and kind of, you know, trying to reestablish a rhythm, trying to reassert himself as one of the best receivers in the league. I think you can kind of go down the roster and everybody has something like that in terms of like a personal stake, even though the team stakes are different than what we all thought they would be kind of coming into this season. So I think the team is going to view it kind of as a case-by-case basis, and I kind of agree with that, I think, myself.
Tom, do you think they end up hanging with the Eagles deep into this game, or is this kind of one of those rollover spots?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I think they definitely have a shot, right, especially with the news with you know, Jalen Carter and Lane Johnson being out and then getting some guys back, you know, potentially Jonathan Jones and having Chris Rodriguez back there in the backfield. You just never know, I think, particularly with how the Eagles have played this year and then just getting into December. Like, I think it's easy to look at the records and just say, oh, it's going to be a boat race or something like that. But, yeah, you just don't know. It wouldn't surprise me at all for it to be close late in the game.
So externally, it's very easy for me to kind of roll my eyes at some of the rhetoric and cliches and things and them celebrating wins at this stage just because, you know, there's not much carryover, not much point. But internally, what sort of stuff are they saying to each other? Because, you know, they're still playing hard. That's obvious. I mean, the Minnesota blip notwithstanding, where that was their worst game of the year probably. But you could see the efforts there and all the games surrounding it. What are they saying to get themselves motivated? What's kind of the internal messaging?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of keep chopping away at it, right? I think there's a general sense that, you know, they've been a little bit snake bitten this year with injuries and bad breaks and you know, maybe a belief that they're a better team than their record might indicate. And I think, you know, they would obviously take some pride in hurting the Eagles, right, down the stretch, or beating the Cowboys on Christmas Day on, I was going to say, national TV, I guess Netflix. You know, there's a lot of pride involved in all of that. And so I think, you know, the motivation is certainly, you know, not an issue for this group, and kind of the internal vibes, I guess, for lack of a better word, have been pretty good, you know, at least from my vantage point for a team that's 4-10.
Tom, keep up the great work. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you on Saturday evening in the press box. There's Tom Shad, covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. He will be around covering this team next year. Will Marcus Mariota be around as their quarterback? Mariota. Let's talk about that next on G&D.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to Toby for the update and for the meme as well that I posted at Grant H. Paulson.
He's good at that.
You've heard of Elf on a Shelf, but have you heard of? Although everyone's giving me crap because it says it at the bottom. I guess I should have cropped that out.
You could have Metcalfed it out.
I had it without it, but I just wanted to be very clear on it.
Yes.
When I was showing you guys, I didn't know if we were actually going to post it because I made other ones that we did not post.
The ones we did not post, probably good business decisions, I would say. Someone actually came up with a good one for Danny. Somebody
Toby
said,
did, and I'm not posting it.
Well, the one Toby came up with was really good, but you can't post that one.
Can't post that one.
But a listener sent me one underneath at Grant H. Paulson of the meme that I posted, and it was Rouye on a toupee, and it's pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's very solid.
That's very nice.
You know, we're just hip. We're just these guys who like to do these social trends with everybody else. We do what the kids are doing, man.
All the time.
What comes after five, brother?
We're last every time. Like, you and me are going to do that thing where we sing the Four Non Blondes song, like, what's going on? Like, everyone's done that twice, and then it'll get to us.
We're going to spin around.
Yeah, then it'll get to us.
Well, hey! And then Danny's, like, rapping on the other side.
I was pitching to Vic and Wes earlier today that, in honor of you guys, we need to sell a shirt that says 1067 with the hands underneath the 6 and the 7.
It's actually a great idea.
Should have already happened.
We should have had that shirt 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get it one day.
When it's no longer a trend, when people are talking about two different numbers.
Toby's an idea guy, by the way.
Well, he hadn't been
Sneaky
beaten down
idea
enough.
Guy.
So, you're not going to get me to besmirch Tobes. But here's what I'm going to tell him, and I'm telling you indirectly, and this is Toby for you also. He hadn't been beaten down enough. He hadn't had enough ideas that are brilliant, swatted in his face, or directly ignored. We came up with idea after idea that would, like, the idea that we were going to, with an NFL player locally here was very popular. We were going to have go-karts and cookies, and it went nowhere. We're gonna have a like everyone's gonna bring it to a cookie swap. Went nowhere. We're gonna do this thing with wings.
Cookie swap go.
That it went
was
great.
A smashing success.
Yeah, this wing. We had all these ideas, and it was like, that's awesome that you guys talked to each other and thought something might happen. Shut up and go in the studio.
Let me be clear. It's not that we were shot down. They just are like, oh, okay, and then nothing happens ever.
Yeah.
With any of the ideas.
It's what I do to my children. You're placated. Yeah, buddy, we might do that. I don't want to do the thing you just suggested.
And sometimes I'll just do something, and it's like, you shouldn't have done that. We could have done this. And I'm like, we could have.
Could have.
That's why I just wanted it so badly.
That's why all my ideas are things that I can do on Photoshop or CapCut myself.
CapCut. Altizer. Captizer.
Captizer.
Capsizer?
Capitizer.
That's really interesting. Jimmy Kemsky covers the Eagles. He joins us in 30 minutes at 5. Ben Standing covers the Commanders. He joins us in 90 minutes at 6. We'll preview the game on Saturday. Let's talk Marcus Mariota, though, because you think about destinations for quarterbacks where there could be openings this offseason. And if he wants to start, he might have an opportunity to find a gig. He wanted to this past offseason, and it didn't work out. He was considered by the Indianapolis Colts to be the guy to compete with Anthony Richardson and beat Anthony Richardson out, as it turned out. Daniel Jones got the job over Mariota. He came back here. But where would you say there could be an opening in the NFL at quarterback? Here's the list we've come up with. I think the Raiders, if they move on from Geno, Kenny Pickett's their backup, are the most obvious team that needs a QB in 2026.
Yep, there's one.
Now, they are going to be picking in the top two, so they could draft Fernando Mendoza if they like him, or they could draft Dante Moore from Oregon. One of those two guys probably will be their QB, because they're either going to be picking in the top three or picking maybe as high as one. So my guess is they'll have a rookie and a veteran like a Mariota to compete, but I don't think you go spend $15 million if that's what it takes on Mariota if you're drafting a rookie.
You wouldn't think.
Arizona's interesting. They've got Jacoby Brissett, who is Marcus Mariota-ish. You know, those guys, Tyrod Taylor, kind of same bucket, same trough you're feeding out of. But the Cardinals don't have their quarterback of the future, it doesn't look like, anymore, because they're moving on, presumably, from Kyler Murray. I think they're going to blow out their coach and their staff as well. Jonathan Gannon will be gone. They'll bring in a new head coach. And with that coach will be a new quarterback. They benched Murray, who's dealing with an injury as well. It's very possible Brissett leaves and you just start over. But the Cardinals could be in the market for a QB.
That one seems right to me. Now, again, it all depends on what they think of guys in the draft, because that would be the most natural place for a 3-11 team to solve the quarterback need. But if they don't like guys in this class, you can do the bridge bit.
There's also only two that you can probably draft in this draft in the top five or so, I would think, or even in the top 10 maybe. Right now, they have the sixth pick. So if Mendoza and Moore are gone, I don't think you're reaching for a third quarterback in the top six. Nobody thinks that that's how it's going to go. So we'll throw them into the pile with Vegas. The Jets are going to need a quarterback.
Yep.
They have Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields. Good chance that neither is back, but if one of them is, you wouldn't go into the offseason hoping either is going to start. And they're in the same boat as Arizona in terms of drafting a guy. Right now they pick fifth. I could see him getting as high as, you know, third or fourth, but they might not be able to draft someone, so you might need to spend a little bit there. Do the Pittsburgh Steelers end up on this list the way Rodgers has played? And because it looks like he's headed for retirement. Got married this year. If you look at quarterback efficiency, I think going into this week, out of 32 qualified players, he was 30th, something like that. I know he had a really good game this past week where he only had a few incompletions, but that was by far the most effective he's been in a while. It has not been a clean, good year for him at QB. Of this pretty mediocre offense.
No, it's just not dynamic. And part of that's the offense, part of that's him. Everybody's got a hand in it. But, you know, if you need serviceable caretaker Craig, he's there. I mean, it's a just over 3,000 yards passing, 67% completion percentage, end up around, you know, 26 touchdowns, 9 picks. It's like that season, you know, that guy exists in a lot of places. And you, if you want some of that veteran juice, then maybe he comes back.
I think the Miami Dolphins are looking for a starting quarterback. Because it feels to me like they are headed for divorce from Tua. Robert Griffin actually made this point. I'll cite him. You know, a lot of times he says things, and I'm like, is this just something you're throwing out there, or what are we doing here? But he's a really, really good color commentator, does a great job on television and games, I think. And in this particular case, made a really good point online where he said, as soon as you bench Tua, it's now either McDaniel or Tua. It can't be both. Now, you could get rid of both, but there's no more than one of those two guys coming back. And I kind of think that's true. So I would guess McDaniel stays, Tua's out. I guess it's possible they fire McDaniel, somebody else comes in there and tries to reboot with Tua. But Miami could be in the market for a starting quarterback. And then the last team I would say that might need a starting quarterback is the Cleveland Browns. Now, they drafted two this year in Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. Sanders, with his deep ball, has flashed a couple of times, but it has not gone very well. I mean, again, we talked about this with Shedeur, where he's kind of like, more famous than good, if that makes sense. Like,
yes.
Everything that happens is a thing. You would not know it based on the discussions around him, but he's completing 52% of his passes with more interceptions than touchdowns. Like, if you just take his name out of the equation and you either watch the tape, you know, like these games where we try to see who's pitching or who's hitting and you can't tell who it is because it's like a hologram.
Yeah.
If you just watched his tape that way, you'd be like, oh, yeah, they're probably in the market for a quarterback. But if you say that, it's like the hottest take in the world because Shedeur is the man and he's going to be the next great quarterback.
Yeah, no one's allowed to say that. Here's what I'm going to add, kind of a wild card. Depending on the timetable for rehabilitation, the Chiefs.
Oh.
Because if Mahomes is, you know, because no one's allowed to be on schedule. If he's ahead of schedule, whatever the hell that means, it's like September 1st. But how easily could that go into October or November? And who knows if he's going to be himself at any point?
Well, if we're doing that, then I think Atlanta's in the mix.
Atlanta could be there too.
Atlanta's going to cut Cousins, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
They have Penix coming back from an ACL. Now, he should come back before Mahomes, you would think, because he got hurt about a month or 5 or 6 weeks earlier. But even when he got hurt, the point was he's probably not ready for week one,
right,
which tells you what you need to, I think, about Mahomes, too.
Indeed.
But if you go to Atlanta, you're not going there to start all year. You're going there to start until Penix is healed and ready.
But if the point is you could go to a good team, presumably Kansas City reloads.
Yep.
You know, the dynasty isn't what it was, but it's still like pretty good bones there, right? There's the good defense, and you probably need to tweak on offense, a couple more playmakers. But I feel like that's workable for that front office with a pretty good track record of success.
What about Minnesota? If we're going to put Atlanta or Cleveland with young QBs in this combo, I guess Atlanta's different because of the injury. But I know it's, from a timeliness standpoint, isn't great because McCarthy's played two solid-ish games here.
Yeah.
But they made the mistake this year of not having a good plan for if J.J. McCarthy faltered. And it cost them their entire season. It cost them a year of the prime of Jefferson and Addison and this good defense and Kevin O'Connell being a high-end coach. Are you really going to do that again? Doesn't mean you can't go into the year giving McCarthy a shot, but you sure as heck
better.
It means
you should pay up for a premium backup.
You can't have Max Brosmer getting shut out when he needs to go, or Carson Wentz as your QB too. So I think any of those teams, we just named 9 teams just off the top of our heads.
Yep.
Raiders, Cardinals, Jets, Steelers, Dolphins, Browns, Vikings, Falcons, Chiefs. Different situations, different timelines on guys coming back where they might need a week one starter next year though. And I guess the point in bringing this up is, if Mariota's goal is just to be somewhere where he's more likely to start at the beginning of the year, then he may well be able to go get more money elsewhere and certainly a better opportunity.
Well, what he's turned in this year has got him that opportunity, I think. Remember last year, there was only a couple places that there was any flirtation because the most recent sample was, okay, a couple nice games as a backup coming in, and you left Atlanta not under the best of circumstances. Now that he's played 10 games, wound up playing 12 or 13, both out of the bullpen and as a starter, and has handled himself pretty damn well. Again, not high end. Nobody's saying that is a franchise changer.
62% completions, 10 touchdowns, 7 picks, 7.5 yards per attempt. I mean, you compare it to like another backup type who's starting, and I'm just thinking of, I said Tyrod Taylor's in a similar bucket.
Yeah.
Sub 6 yards per attempt, same number of touchdowns as picks, sub 60% of his passes complete. Like Mariota's been decidedly better.
You could do a lot better than having Joe Flacco off the couch, or a lot better than, say, Phil Rivers, who's been retired for 5 years. Like, a lot of teams could use Marcus Mariota is the point. Now, you never want to be in the spot where you go, our best bet is to do a not quite starter, not quite backup, start for a handful of games, but you're where you are. So I think there's going to be some demand for him.
My guy, Jacoby Brissett, might be able to get one
Absolutely.
Of these
gigs. Absolutely.
I also wonder about Cousins. I think Kirko could be headed for retirement if I had to guess. And I'm not sure about this, but it's just a matter of you've made all the money he has and you went to Atlanta for the first time kind of going sight unseen with a guy you didn't know as your coach and your coordinator. And it could not have gone worse in terms of him feeling like they lied to him. We've heard about that publicly in terms of the coordinator basically not being very good in Zach Robinson and the offense not fitting him. Now, they've catered it all toward him here in the stretch run of this season, but if you're him, do you want to go play for like a bad Cardinals team to end your career, a bad Jets team? Would something like Pittsburgh with Tomlin make sense? Probably. But I think it's going to take the right job for a guy like that to keep playing with all the money he's made.
There's that. There's also, I mean, right now it sounds like he's just so physically beat up.
That's the other question. And how does he feel?
Yeah, and I wonder after enough recovery time where, you're in this plyometric thing and that hyperbaric thing and this dry needle thing, and you've recovered enough that maybe you start to feel frisky and good come free agent time. Who knows?
Is the Achilles 100% back, or do you feel something in the ankle? Remember, he had the big shoulder injury.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but there's a job maybe. Is there certainly a gig if he wants it? It might not just be a good one. It might not be a starter on a playoff team or anything like that at this point. But that said, there's not a whole lot in the way of the draft. We're talking about the veteran market being pretty bleak as well. If this many teams are actually in the mix, is it going to be easy to bring Mariota back? And so this is the question I want to pose on the lines here, having set this all up with that dialogue. If it takes $15 million that you've got to pay Marcus Mariota, so this is non-backup money. This is like you're going to play some money. There's that tier that's developing now in the quarterback market that we've seen, where you're basically like a 1.5 you're really good backup and or a starter a handful of games, and we can't pay you the $10 million that it cost as a backup. We got to give you more. That's a lot of money, though. It's one-year deal. It means it's fully guaranteed. Yep. It's all against the cap. It's not like you can spread that out over multiple years. Are you willing to do that at backup quarterback, or would you rather go a lot cheaper with somebody else and save that money for other positions to help Jaden Daniels, banking on the fact that he'll be on the field? 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I'm really curious to see what people think about this. We'll get to your calls next on Grant and Danny. The studio door looks a little different now after, I don't know, 4 years of a couple of signs quoting Ron Rivera that say, do your job, that you and I put up.
Now I don't know what to do. I would try to get myself in the right frame of mind. I would look up and I could hear Ron's voice. You know, like in a movie when somebody leaves a note and they do the voiceover in that person's voice to read the note to you?
Yeah, I remember.
You know what I mean? So in my brain, I would hear, I do your job. And I go, oh. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Well, we put one up that said, do your job. But then like a week later, he said, we still have to do our job. And so we did
we did it again.
Do your job again. But then those have been there for years.
Years.
And the corners have been curling up and they look disgusting. And I realized when someone was in here recently that there's like stains on them. It looks like somebody splattered food on them at some point. I'm like, this is really gross looking. Now, unfortunately, CK's note from August of 2018 also got accidentally torn down. I thought that was a do your job, but it wasn't until it was too late.
Yeah.
And that was like a no one that isn't the Junkies or the Afternoons can be in this studio. But everything's changed anyway because the Mitch and Finley use this studio
That's
now.
True, yeah.
So it just means if you're like doing overtime, don't sit in here, sit somewhere else. Because people love to steal things, basically.
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole gist, I think, of why that sign is there. Toby, what are you looking at me funny for?
Guilty.
Stealing what, things?
You were walking past CK's
Wait,
sign telling you not to do it. That's been there since 2018, no less.
Yeah, I may or may not have been sitting in your seat to do overtime last night.
I'm okay with that. I'm not the boss around here.
Oh, I know.
Take that up with Slacks.
Well, but I think that was more like people just felt comfortable like barging in and being like, hey, my thing, and me, and me, and me. And it's right. Like, dude, there's radio stuff going on here. Could we respect the room a little bit? I thought it was less like Toby can't sit here or like people were ripping off cameras or something.
I'll say this. Linnell's my guy, okay? The youngest in charge.
Oh, here we go.
He is my guy. Linnell would come in here. We wouldn't even be like done talking on air yet. And he would like change the light, like flip the lights on and start. He's like standing here. And I'm just like, hey, man, I'm going to get out of here. I swear.
We're doing the fire drill. I promise you. Right. But hold on.
I haven't sat up yet. The show isn't over yet. And he's like turning the lights on or off. Now, I didn't make a deal about that. But I don't know if you did or somebody did, but I don't think he was the only culprit. But it was like a. Hey, let's just make sure. If you're not doing the Junkies thing or the Afternoon thing, there are a lot of other places you could sit.
Well, it's always so awkward. I mean, you know, you and I have done this long enough, fortunate enough to have done it.
We also came up, I'd say, in a different era of 106.7 The Fan.
Exactly.
Where if you did something like that in the previous era,
yep.
Everybody would know about
it. The Attitude Era. You'd hear about it.
That's what it was. If you so much as talked on your cell phone in the hallway, it would become a thing.
Now, God forbid you use the microwave around here to heat up your lunch. But my point was, they have a whole other nub studio that you and I sat in for years to literally prevent the 4 or 5 second interaction that happens at the end of shows.
Yes.
Where I'm standing over you like I'm at a crowded restaurant waiting for you to finish your appetizers because I need the table. And they're trying to gather their stuff and not forget things and not make a mess and not spill. It's so awkward and it sucks. But now everyone's using the same studio, so it's inevitable. It's just part of the deal.
It is.
But that was what the whole thing was trying to prevent, and now that's over.
I think it's still a thing that CK probably does not want overtime done out of here or other stuff done out of here, and they would use the dungeon over there.
Yeah.
Probably still, but we might just have to print something and put it up.
because it's now in the trash on accident. And if anybody's upset, send them to me. My apologies.
I will tell you this.
It was disgusting looking. There were stains on it, and the corners had all peeled.
I generally am just a leave-it-alone guy, as you know. I'll step over stuff forever.
On a scale of you to JP Flame, I'm like probably smack dab in the middle.
I think you're a little hair closer to JP, but I think it stands. I think you're right. Yeah, I think it's fair.
But I like cleanliness.
You do.
In this area. Danny, every single night, takes whatever he's given by Darius as sheets of paper. He walks past the trash can when he leaves. He will set them down right in front of him on the table. So either I pick them up and throw them away, or EB, or I guess it would be JP, would do it in the morning. Now, I asked him one time, I'm like, hey, do you put those there because you want them tomorrow? Thinking I could just set them with my stuff that I'm saving over there for tomorrow. You're like, no, I just don't think about it. Which is interesting because, again, you're walking past the trash can. You have them in your hand.
I throw them out more often than that.
Honestly, that's tough for me.
I throw them out a lot because I hear your voice in my head because I know it bothers you.
It's not even that. Honestly, it sounds like it bothers
me. Bothers the wrong word.
It does not bother me at all. I just find it hilarious.
You've called it out or noticed it.
It takes 2 seconds for me to grab yours. So I've never. It's bothered is not the right word, I promise. It does not bother me. But I think it's comical. So I just grab them and throw them away. As you're like sprinting past the trash can, I'm right behind you just tossing them in.
Yeah, cleaning them up.
But this is just the difference of us. It's like, I'm going to make sure everything's picked up. Whereas, you know, you would have just like
I'll walk around it,
stack of 40 papers.
Which I did, yeah. And so what the point of the dude's story is, I'm generally not the one to take action on a million fronts, right? A unilateral take something off the door action, I would never do that. I would never have the chutzpah to do it. My point I'm making here, though, is this. I noticed what you noticed, too, on that one. It was bad enough that I noticed it with those signs.
Oh, so you don't mind it? Because I did
again,
in my head.
I don't have the huevos rancheros to do it.
So in my head, I want you to know this. As I'm doing it, I'm going, is this a step too far?
I feel like it was bold.
I think it was, too, actually.
Like, you made a unilateral decision to take those signs off the door?
I thought there was as I was doing it, non-zero chance, I was like, CK might say something to me about this. He might be like, why did you do that?
Well, here's the little secret.
Awkward.
It's holiday time. It's almost 5:00. No CK, no Ryan Clary, our normal corporate oversight. Neither of them are here.
And he just,
so you felt a little emboldened.
He's a bit of a rat, you know, a narc, if you will.
Yeah.
They put him in here to see what...
spy on us.
Toby got in trouble, got suspended for a week for the thing he did a couple weeks ago that Ryan saw.
Right.
And he told everybody about it.
Yeah.
I didn't even think it was that big of a deal.
He's on vacation. That's right.
Yeah.
Said Ryan.
Toby, for the record, I'm glad you're back, and I didn't think what you did was a problem.
I appreciate that.
Let's go to Andrew, who's in Stafford, wants to hop in. Andrew, if you got to pay 2X on a backup quarterback salary for Mariota, upwards of 12 or 13 mil or something, would you do that, or would you let him go find work elsewhere and find a backup on the cheap?
I'm going to find it on the cheap because I don't think they're going to make the kind of changes in the offseason to justify needing that level of backup. Like, if they were going to go really hard and bring in a lot of talent, then, okay, sure, you can make backup part of that plan. But I wouldn't do it.
But
actually, I've got a hypothetical.
The fact that Daniels, I mean, do you trust that Daniels is going to play 17, or don't you acknowledge you probably, like, if there's a team that needs a really good backup, it's a team that has a quarterback.
Because you want to stay afloat, right?
Yeah, but I think this year is a... Injuries notwithstanding, is a better representation of where we are than last year. So unless we do things to get to that level where we're a real contender across more than just having Superman at quarterback, I don't think having a highly paid backup makes sense.
I actually agree with that, and that's my philosophy.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. Jimmy Kemsky covers the Eagles. Jimmy Kemsky's going to help us scout the opponent. We're getting ready for Philly. We'll do that next. We're taking you up to 6:30 on Grant and Danny.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.